us, because sometimes we settle in our routine and we think that what we are doing is the best way, or maybe what we understood is the correct way to understand the Catholic teaching. Yesterday, my dear friends, we heard Peter proclaim his faith in Jesus when he said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." By a particular revelation, Peter saw all, I think, the greatness of Jesus with whom he had been living for several months. But we had also heard that Jesus, the Son of God, did not save his people by living or staying from afar. He did so by joining each one of us, by lowering himself, and even by taking up himself our sins and give us his life for all of us in this room. In the same way that Jesus wanted to associate Peter with his life and his mission, he expands further by inviting his people and us with them to associate ourselves fully with this gift of himself. And then now, this is the message of today. My dear friends, I will shock you, maybe, and tell you the following. Our vocation is not only to proclaim our faith or to welcome the gift of God. It is a question. It is a matter of living with Jesus and like Jesus, of offering our life like him and with him. And this is what happened now in our today church, and this is also the result why our church are become very empty little by little, day after day, because we forget that we are called, all of us in this room, not only the priests and bishop and popes, to evangelize. Is our mission, it is our responsibility. That means my faith is not my personal affair, my personal business. I look only for my salvation. I don't care what happened around me, in my family, in my neighborhood. Or sometimes as a Catholic, we are very scared or very shy to proclaim God outside publicly because the law, the culture, don't allow us to do so. Jesus tells us today, my dear friend, that our vocation is not only to proclaim our faith privately or to welcome the gift of God privately through the sacrament. It's also to step out to the church, to step out our comfort zone, and to try to gain more soul for the kingdom of God. What credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. Some sinners pray. Some sinners go at mass. Some sinners attend the sacrament. But you, as a faithful Catholic, what can you do further? What can you do more? What step can you give further? Maybe today I invite you to reflect on this. What renunciation can you concretely offer today to unite yourself to Jesus in the gift of life? All of us in this room, we have something to chase away, to clean, to wash away in our life. And what could be today this renunciation that you want to unite yourself in Jesus, sacrifice Jesus' life today? That's why I tell you today, gospel is very challenging. It's not only just to listen and to continue our daily activities, is to make a pause to look around you, inside you, and say, here is my problem, here is my issue. That is what prevents me to become a concrete evangelizer, someone who talk and also who perform he believes every day. God is good. All the time, God is good. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.